and special schus for Avi Mari and Amy Maraz, Isha Yichyo, the schus Yeshua Meir ben Chavisar, the schus Moshe ben Malka, schus Rabbi Sol Tzadok ben Shalamis, the Shalom Bracha Bat Slacha, Bechol Maaseh Yedehem. We are going to be discussing the Inyan of Nevuas Moshe based on the Hakdama of the Heilige or Sameach or Meir Simcha Mitvinsk, Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, in his Hakadama to Sefer Shmos. We have Yesodos Gedolim Me'od. So these are the points of Rav Meir Simcha. The Emuna and the truth of the Torah is because we were Mekabel Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu all over Shalom. That the Jewish people saw that Hashem spoke to Moshe, saw that he was a true prophet, and not because of the Osios, that he was Koreas Hayam. They themselves heard God speaking to him, as the Rambam writes in Yesodei HaTorah, Omer Meminu Bahar Sinai Sheinenu Rav Lo Zar, Vazneinu Sham Lo Acher, Va'esh Va'akolos Va'alapidim V'nigash Al Arofel Va'akol Medaber Eilav V'anu Shomim Moshe Moshe Lechem Orlem Kach V'kach V'cheinu Omer Panim B'panim Dibar Hashem Imochem V'neamar Lo Asav Oseinu B'koras Hashem Esabris Hazos Uminayin Shemamar Harsinai Levadu Harayla Nebuas Oshu Emes Shein Bo Dofi Shenamar Inayinu Chibay Lecha Ba'av Ha'anan Bavur Yishma'am B'dabar Imoch V'gam B'choy Aminu Le'olam Mechlal shekoydim davar zelo haminu bo ne'amonus sheyomedes la'olam ela ne'amonus sheyesh acharei hiru machshava. So it was only now at Har Sinai that God spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu directly, and the Jewish people witnessed this. Only then did they believe in the nevuah of Moshe. So we see from this, despite the osos, the ten makos, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, all the amazing things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, that wasn't what established him as the true prophet, but rather what they experienced themselves. That they heard that Moshe, that the Lord spoke to Moshe. Rambam writes, Halacha Beis, V'zeh Sh'amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tchilas Nevuasu Beis Shanasan Lo Osos La'asosan B'Mitzrayim. Ramalo Vishamu Likolecha, Yada Moshe Shahamin al Piosos Yeshbelov Dofi Umahara Mechashiv, Vayanishmat Milelech, Ramalo Hainlo Yaminuli, Asho Diokrush Baruch Shailo Osos Enon Ela Achi Yatsum Mitzrayim, Vahosh Yetsu Viamdu Alahara Zeyistale Kahiru Shemahara Nacharecha, Shani Nosen Lachakan Os Shedu Shani Shalachticha Behemes Mitchila, Vlo Yishar Belibam Hiru, Vahusha Kasav Omer, Vizelech Oski and Yanochish Lachticha, Botsiacha Samazet Tabsam Lakim Laharaze. So we see from this that when they heard that Hashem is speaking to them, to him, that's how they knew retroactively that Moshe was the true Navi. Because, like the Rambam says, God said, God gave him Osa, Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu Osos, signs. They're going to listen to you. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that if you believe based on signs, so then you start questioning it. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, they're not going to believe me. And then Hashem said to him that these osos are only until you leave Mitzrayim. Afterwards, you don't have to worry about it. It's going to be Matan Torah, and then they're not going to suspect you at all. And everything's going to be, as they say in Spanish, clor. Beautiful. Now, we have to understand how the Jewish people heard Hashem speaking to Moshe, when in order to hear God's voice, you need to be a Navi. So how did they all hear Hashem speaking to Moshe? So the answer is, Letzarech Asha, for a time-necessitated measure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shine into their souls in a very high madriga, that the body should not be a chatzitza, should not be a interposition between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of the Jewish people became Nevi'im to hear the call Hashem. And why did Hashem do that? In order that they should believe in the Torah that's given over from Moshe, that Moshe emes, visorasso emes, and they are not going to be maharher Achar HaTorah, they are not going to suspect, God forbid, that the Torah is not true. But according to this, we have to understand, this is all, by the way, there's a very chashuv Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak, Rav Yitzchak Birch Daskel, who is a dayan and a, seems like a very geshmaka person also. So he writes a perish in the Meshech Chachma. So this is based on his perish as well. So according to this, we have to ask, this is all again, it's Meshech Chachma, but he makes it very clear. Meshech Chachma writes, Bekitzer Nimratz. So we have to understand that everybody has free choice, and everything is Bidei Shamayim Chutz Meyiras Shamayim, and even Adam Gadol Me'od can Chas V'Shalom turn into evil. Turn to evil. So what's the necessity that Moshe Rabbeinu, how do we know for sure that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't add to the Torah? Midaito. Like we find the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 90a by Hananya ben Azor, that he was a Navi Emes, Ulebesof Nasa Navi Sheker. So there are Samech is Machadish, a huge Chiddish, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Shebuchoy Aminu Le'olam, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevatel from Moshe Rabbeinu his bechir, and he became like a malach. And therefore, his nevuah was bevada'us amitis. It was with absolute certitude. Otherwise, we wouldn't know it's the Torah is true, because maybe Moshe Rabbeinu afterwards was sarach, maybe he went off the derech afterwards. Things like this happen. The Gemara in Brachas, Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Kohen Gadol for so many decades, and then in the end, he turned into a Sadducee. So bad stuff happens, Rav Hosei. So how do we know? The answer is, says the Meshech Chachma, huge Chiddush. There's nothing to worry about, because that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, you're in my team now. There's no turning back. You signed a contract. There's no way out. You're with me now. No choosing Ra. We have to understand, since even Moshe Rabbeinu could have retracted, just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his free choice. If so, he could have given the Torah through someone else. Why was Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu Zoche? Hashem could have done the same thing with any Navi. So the Meshech Chachma explains that only Moshe Rabbeinu was Roy that the Bechira should be taken away from him. Because Tachlis Briyas HaAdam is that he should purify his Chomer, and that even his flesh should become spiritual. And this purifying of the flesh is through subjugating the Yetzer and the Bechira B'Tov. This purifying the material comes through subjugating and subordinating the Yetzer and choosing good. Because only Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoche to go to such a high madrega that he chose good, and he was Machnia the Chomer, and then his body became so spiritual, and he doesn't need Bechira in order to purify himself anymore. And therefore the Bechira was taken away, because it's no longer a Maila for him, because he purified his flesh, and now he became purely spiritual. And with this we can understand what Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lechem or Lahem, Shuvu lachem le'ohaleichem. Go tell the Jewish people, go back to your tents. Now, apparently, since Hashem said to Moshe that he should tell the Jewish people that they should separate from their wives before Matan Torah, and Mela, they're going to be mutter after Matan Torah. So why did Hashem say to him, no, go back to your tents, you're allowed to be with your wives. It's Pashat. You're Aser before, but now you're mutter, I already gave the Torah. And what's pshat? Shuvu lachem lo aleichem, to your tents. Should have said livvateichem, to your homes, because a woman is called a bayis bateichem, like we see in the Gemara in Yuma. Chiper bado bad beso zishto. Not only that, what's pshat vata po amod imadi? But you here stand with me. What is the meaning of that statement that Hashem made to Moshe Rabbeinu? So the answer is that Hashem Yisbarach said to Moshe, you go tell them, shehasagasam kineviim l'shmoa kol Hashem medaber al Moshe, that the fact that they became like neviim, that they heard the voice of God kiviyachol speaking to Moshe, was only l'tzarech shah, and it wasn't because they toiled in their avodas Hashem and they purified their chomer, but now they have to go back to the ohel hanefesh, in other words, the goof, the body, which is the tent for the soul, right? Guf is Melshon Magufa, which is like a covering. So the guf, which is a tent for the soul, for the sake of Melchemes Hayetzer, to purify the Chomer. So you go back there, you guys, you're going to be the way you were before. But you are not like that, Moshe Rabbeinu, because your flesh has been so ruchni that you no longer can be with a woman. So that is what Rabbeinu, Moreinu Rabbeinu, the Meshech Chachma, says at the beginning of his passage. This is in his Hakdama, in his Psicha to Sefer Shmos. He writes like this: Nevuas Moshe, hu lemala menevuas kol hanavim. The Nevuah of Moshe is above the Nevuah of all the other Nevi'im. As the Rambam writes in Yesodei HaTorah, four differences. B'li emtzai, no middleman. Directly, Moshe Rabbeinu is directly from Hashem. Number two, nevuah b'yom, b'li chalom umare, it was by day, no dream, no vision, it's clear. Number three, b'li pachad umora v'chalishas kochos hafizim, without weakening his physical kochos, that fear. And number four is b'chol leis, it was without any special preparation. Shenevuas kulam, so the Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was above everybody else's, all the other nevi'im. Shenevuas kulam, while pios umofes, the nevuah of all the other nevi'im was with an os, with a sign, and with a mofes. As it says in the Torah, in the book of Deuteronomy, in chapter 13, verse 2, Ki yakum bekir b'cha navi ocholem chalom v'nasen l'cha osu mofes. And there in Shoftim 18:21, v'chisam rebel v'avchei chaneidas adav rasha lo dibro Hashem. So you give a sign and you show that you're a navi. V'chol ha-mamin ba'osos, says the Meshech Chachma, yesh b'libo dofi. Anybody who believes based on osos has, you can cast dispersions on that. So it's not going to be 100%. You never know for sure. So nevuas kulam is al pi osam mofes. O shem musmach al pi navi muchzok lenavi, or a navi who's muchzok lenavi says that he's a navi. A navi approved himself three times. Ide osam mofes. He gives some sign, some wonder to prove that he's a navi. So that's it. He's a navi muchzok. We have to listen to him, and then he says about another navi that he's a navi. Kamo Elisha ide Elio. Like Elisha through Elio. So there, there's also Dofi, right? Because just like the first Navi proved himself by an os, so too, when he says the second Navi is a Navi, so you can't even trust the first Navi. Because maybe, if your mom in Boosos, Yesh Belibo Dofi. So all these signs, these wonders, aren't an absolute proof of anything. Just like so if you can't prove the Navi Muchzuk, you also, that doesn't prove that the person he said is a Navi is truly a Navi. Raksha Torah Amra Lahamin Lanavi Shemara Os Umofes. Just the Torah said to believe a prophet who shows a sign. You don't know for sure, but the Torah says to believe him. Like the Rambam writes in Yisori HaTorah, we don't know that the two Edom are telling the truth. But there's a gzeiros hakosav that if two edim say something, you believe them. V'chananya ben Azor yochiach shehaya navi emes ulebesof nasis navi sheker. And Chananya ben Azor is the best proof, because originally he was a navi emes, and in the end he became a navi sheker, like it says in Perek HaNechnokim. V'lokein Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu was not like that, as it says in Bamidbar Yudbei Zayin. This is also, I'm using the parish of Harav Kuperman, Zichrono Levracha, the founder of the Mechlala, was really did amazing things in his life. He spread a tremendous amount of Torah and Yerushalayim to the women, because we know that without Neshos Yisrael, without Neshos Chayil, there is no Am Yisrael. So that was his special achievement. And on the side, he was able to write Perish to the Meshech Chochma, and to the Sforno, and articles, and very, very, very good, very clear, enjoyable to read. So we give our thumbs up to Harav Yehuda Kuberman, Zichrona Levracha, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. So the pasuk says that Lo Kein Avdi Moshe, Shekol Yisrael Shamu Shakadosh Baruch Hu Medaber LeMoshe Panim LePanim. The Jewish people saw God speaking to Moshe face to face. Ve'amar Hashem al Moshe, Bavur Yishman Bedaber Imach. Moshe Yedaber V'Lekim Anenu B'Kol. V'Kula Migiu LeMailos HaNevuah. And they all reached the Mile of Nevuah. Like it says in the Gemara in Makkos, Chof Gimel Amid Beis, Mipi HaGvura Shemanu. That we heard Anochin Lo Yelecha Mipi HaGvura. We were like Nevi'im, we were Shomei Advar Hashem. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, they heard 6:11 from Moshe, but the first two from God. V'ro eichshe kadosh baruch hu medaber imo, l'chein omer hineni boi lecha b'av anan b'avur yishma medaber imach v'gam b'choy aminu le'olam, she'kol zman she'aminu mitzad ha'osos k'mo b'mitzrayim, ha'yakala bitul al yidei novi. So Moshe Rabbeinu did wonders, and then the people believed. But then another Navi can come, and he can also show Osos Umofsim. He can be Mevatel the first Navi. Lo kein achshav, afim yavoh elef revavos neviim Osos Umofsim lemor b'shem Hashem l'shanas kotzer shayud mitaras Moshe lo nishmala. But it's not like that now, because now, if you have 20,000 Nevi'im that come and say to change from the prophecy of Moshe, so we're not really going to listen to him. Why are we not going to listen to him? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed by Hashem. We heard it directly. So Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is on a higher level. His cheskes navi is on a higher level. God spoke to him directly. Ein bo dofi. So you can't change the Torah. Torah is now eternal. Says the Rambam. You got to learn Rambam hilchas yisodei haTorah. So gishmak. The fikichim, it's also not only gishmak, much more importantly, it's the sort of all of our faith and all of our practice. The figure of Mamad and Avi Vasa Osus Mosum Gedolum, the Vikish, the Hakish, and Vasa Shamosh Rabbeinu, ain't Shomino. When the Yodim and Beer Shosam Osus, Balat Vikishifim, the Fishan of Vos Moshe Rabbeinu, ain't Alpiosus, Kedishanarach Osus Zel Osus Ze, Elebeinenu Reinua Baznenu Shamanua Kamosh Shamahu. We heard it like he heard it, so we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is the true prophet. And let's say somebody tries to change the Torah. Mitzvah la misam kedin avi sheker. What do you do with a false prophet? He's chayev misa, as it says in Shoftim Yudches Chof. Achanovi asher yadaber yazi ledaber b'shmi. Es asher lo tzi visiv ledaber. V'asher daber b'shem Eloi macherim. Umeis hanovi yahu. He's a novi sheker. He's chayev misa. Kevin shal nevuas Moshe anu edim ba'atzmenu. Because on the nevuah of Moshe, we ourselves are edim. אז אין על מה לדבר. משה רבנו הוא נביא אמת, ו nobody can contradict that. וזה שאמר גם בחוי אמינו לי עולם. ודוק בכל דבר רבנו בלחס יסורי התורה, פרק זין וחס, כי כל דבר הפקדושים ברוך נבוא אמרן בלי ספק. Says the Meshech Chochma, you gotta relearn the יסורי התורה, because the Rambam was speaking with נבוא. With the spirit of prophecy. All right. So now you can no longer question Moshe Rabbeinu, because we experienced ourselves that God spoke to him, Hashem spoke to him. V'im kein echtziv Hashem she'aminu lolam b'moshe ha'kol b'dei shemayim chutz mi'yir shemayim. But how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to listen to Moshe, everything's in the hands of Hashem, the hands of Shemayim, except for your Shemayim. Vein idea machrachas sabachira. And God's foreknowledge isn't machriach bechira. We have free choice. V'shem yivchar Moshe achazeh chalila lehosif midaito. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu added to the, they call today, to embellish. He embellished it with his own insights, with his own chidushei Torah, chas v'shalom. V'al korchin, and here we get to the chidush of Rabbeinu. Shalom mimenu habechira legamrei v'nisham muchrach kamalachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu negated from Moshe Rabbeinu his bechira, and now he became a muchrach that he has to do what's right, like the malachim. V'atam she'atachlis hu habechira. The purpose of everything is bechira, because that bechira shebelo bechira ein ma'ala l'adam yosei mikol adam tzayim. What makes us better than animals? That we choose for the good. Kamosha amart svardeh le David, al tazuach daitcha, shehi omeres kol hayom shira. So it says in the Yalkut Shimoni, Tehillim Kuf Gimel, Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Chanina, V'al kol neshima, shimu shuno shim tzorech lekalis lekadosh baruch hu shenam, or kol neshama tahalil ka, kol neshama tahalil ka, Shamra al davar ha-melech, b'shash yisim sefer tehillim. Zecha daito olav ramal lefan av ribonu shalom, klum yesh davar bolim shamra shiras, shira kamosi, nizdam lo tzfar de'acha, samra lo at azuch daito olecha, shani omer shir yosem imcha, v'al kol shir v'shir shani omer sani mamshila alecha, shlosh yisalaf im mashal. So Moshe David ha-melech was feeling great, because you have to praise Hashem with every breath, calling neshama, neshama zoshim, neshima. With every breath you have to praise Hashem. And David HaMelech was so happy when he finished Tehillim, said, look, has anybody ever praised you like this? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that he met a frog, and the frog said to him, don't be a Baal Gaiva, David HaMelech. I say Shira more than you. And in every Shira that I say, I have 3,000 Mishalim. This is like really, really deep. So don't have Gaiva. So what's the inyan of Amiras Shira? So that means that you reached the Tachlis HaNivra. Every Nivra, everything created based on its specific Tachlis. So we prefer a Tzvardeya. Tzvardeya is better than David in a sense, because the Tzvardeya is fulfilling its purpose every second. So then the question is, how can somebody who's choosing be like a Tzvardeya and always fulfill the will of Hashem? Hainu shemekayemes al tazuch daitcha shehi omeres kol yom shira. Hainu shemekayemes tamid pulas yotzer b'li hefsek. So the Meshech Chachma says to say shira means that you're always fulfilling the will of Hashem without stopping. V'atzad amusar kevin shetekivein David b'zbonino. That shira is always fulfilling Hashem's will. And atzad amusar kevin David b'zbonino men atzvardeya shayim b'shvil shehu b'chiri yesof noam zmiras higayon lanu. Is David HaMelech going to lose because he's a bocher? And he can't constantly be singing to Hashem? He can't choose what's right every second of every day? Avala emes ki kol ha'ikar hu lenatzeach ha'bechira u'be'en bechira lo gam terem yorda nefesh batechom ra'isa maskelis lahafli. So the ikar is to have free choice, to be menatzeach, to overcome the yetzer by choosing good. Because before the nefesh came into the body, it was very maskil. Phnesha Adam Nolad, he had a very, very holy nefesh. He was just learning Torah with the Malach. V'zem amram kol amir al shol asas no'olor shenefcha shol yosel al panav. Kisham haya nefesh maskil. It says if you learn not in order to do, it's better that the person would be a stillborn. Why? Because what do you need to be born for? If you're not going to fulfill what you're doing, then you might as well be just a nefesh. You don't need to be born into a physical body, because the nefesh was maskil, and there was no mechitza chamers, there was no physical interposition. V'zeh, and this explains the Meshech Chachma, that when Chazal say if a person is lomid shalom and aslakayim, so noachlo shenefchlo shel yosav al panav is mishim shenana min hachochma, that he's just nana from the wisdom and he has no intention to fulfill what he's learning. Hamishalomed lakayim mitzvah Hashem yisbarach b'limudo, halo gam zem mifal neged abechira ra. But if you're learning to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so that's also choosing good. So if I'm learning Bava Basra just because it's so gishmak, so much lamdus, and I'm nana from the chachma, and I have no intention of ever fulfilling anything, so then nevchalo noachlo shenevchal sheyaso apanav, then better not be born. But let's say I'm learning Bava Basra because it's a mitzvah. Hashem commanded me to learn Bava Basra. I don't know if I'm necessarily going to do everything it says, but I'm learning as a mitzvah, so then that's not what Chazal we're talking about. By the way, that's a Yerushalmi, this Noachlo Shenevchalo Shalyasu Apanav in Shabbos, Perak Aleph Alecha Beis. Bavli is a different Lashon, Brachas Yitzayin Amad Aleph Noachlo Shalom Nivra. Umanatzeach Yitzro Lul Modas Hashem Ozem Rotal Megadol Shem Evili Dei Maisa. So that's also choosing good. And he's overcoming his Yitzro to learn Das Hashem. And Talmud is greater than Maisa, because Talmud's Mevili De Maisa. Because you're getting a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and also it's going to bring you to deeds. So what is this referring to? So, Rabbeinu, the Meshech Chachma, was very, very makatzer here in bringing the Lashon of the Tana de Be'elio, and he paraphrased. So we'll expand a bit. Im Tomer b'nei ma baruch kadosh baruch hu yetzer hara. So it says, what do you need to give the Torah to the Jewish people? I mean, the Medrash says, Why did you create the Yetzer Hara? You have so many malachim who are praising you day and night. They're saying Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakomo all night. They're saying Kadosh 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 all day. And what's a human being? A human being goes to the bathroom and you'll forgive me, but not such nice stuff comes out of him. So what do you need a bus of a dumb for? So the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah because we overcome our Yetzer. And that's the mashal that a king of flesh and blood had servants, and they're on the other side of an iron wall, and the king announced, if you love me, climb over. And anyone who climbed over fears the king, loves the king. And the Malachi Asharis don't have that. So Tzadikim are machnia their Yetzer. They subjugate their Yetzer, they go up on the wall. And the Malachi Asharis don't go up the wall. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah dafka to human beings. Tzadik ol alachoma. How was he ol alachoma? Because he overcame his Yetzer Hara. Tzadik ol alachoma ve'amalach lo ala. Rak Shemoshu Rabbeinu Atzmo Omo v'yagel kokach at shehela Atzmo l'madrega gavoa shebemadrega l'shiyabata l'abachira. Moshe Rabbeinu worked on himself that he should no longer have bechira. Imkein zeo tachlis enoshi hashlem b'seo serif shari l'chein zocha shiyabata l'abachira. That's the highest level a person can reach. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha that his bechira should be batal. V'imkein zeo ikr tachlis habriya l'zakeh chachomer at shiyosu b'sar gam l'ruchni u'lekli chizayon b'chvod elokim. That's a man's job. Man's job is to purify his chomer. Zikuch ha-chomer. And even his flesh should be spiritual. And then he says a lashon here, a very interesting lashon. Uvlekli chizayon, as a vessel of viewing the honor of Hashem. So, as Rav Daskal points out in the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Lech Lecha in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Zayin, he explains that after the goof is purified, not only is it not an interposition, it's not a chatzitza between him and seeing visions of Hashem, but rather the flesh is a kli through which he will be able to envisage Hashem. ולכלי חיזיון בכבוד אלוקים וכמו שכסוב ומבשר יחזי אלוקה. So your flesh will become so pure it's going to see Hashem. אבל כל ישראל שהם הלא היו רואים מדרגה נבואה כזו רק כדי לקיים הדס שלא יבוא שום מאפיל להכחיש דבר אחד על ידי אוסו מופס הוכו לעלוס למעלה רמה כזו לשמוע כל הכי מדבר מתוך האיש. The Jewish people aren't right for this level. But we don't want anyone to come and be mevatel the Torah through some sort of osum mofes, through some sort of sign. So therefore, they were zocha at Har Sinai to nevuah hochu lalos. They had to go into this very high level to hear the voice of Hashem speaking from fire. Like it says in the pasuk, Dvarim heichov gimel, umikol boser shasham akol kim chay mitocha ish kamoni vayechi. That they should be Edom for his nevuah. Who is the flesh that heard the voice of Hashem, the living God, from the fire, like us, and lived? In ken achrechen alo shavu lebechira. So the Jewish people afterwards came back to their original bechira, not like Moshe Rabbeinu. So they have to fulfill their purpose, and their purpose is to purify themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu already fulfilled this purpose, so he doesn't need bechir anymore. Shim lo kein ein tachlis su bebriyasam kevin shischiyasam shesara behem habechira vayaskalasam behira bli erev dimyon vegeshem klal ad ki huchachu kamalachim shem chorachim mitzat sichlam. So they became so pure. Now they're like malachim, and if now you're like malachim, what's the point? It says Sarah Behem, it should say Sarah Mehem. Shal Zenem are Kofalem Harkigigis. Hashem forced them. In other words, they understood from their Seichel, they understood that there's no two ways about it. They have to receive the Torah, they have to accept the Torah. So if they remain without Bechira, then what's the point of them living? Living is overcoming the Sionos, overcoming the Yetzer. Vahe Inyan Mikri. So they only got this temporarily. So they believe in Nevuas Moshe not because of the Osos. V'yaminu b'Hashem l'olam, and they believe in Hashem forever. What's the point if they're not going to have Bechira? You only get Schar if you have Bechira. Alachreich ain't Schar. If you're forced, there's no Schar. Because not because of their toil. So now they go back to their tents. What's in their tents? Now they go back to this, their world of their little taivas that they're thinking about that unfortunately plague us all. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you remain here, you're not there anymore. But you Jews, you go back to your tents. The goof is the shagufu ol anefesh. Shebeis matan Torah yotzei nishmasam u'shachom lo yachotzei tzmeum. So now there was no chomer, but now you're going to go back to your chomer. Ba'ata po'omari mother, you stand with me. Hashem said to Moshe. Shezeu etzlo batlo kol kochas agufu chomer yusav asagasot tzlula behir of neder bechirosav v'nishra maskil meyotzam asagaso muchach la'ashlema sayosar na'ala. And Moshe Rabbeinu remained at that tremendously high level. And now he's a muchrach. This is mamash a huge chiddush from the Meshech Chachma. I will note that that's the goal of L'Asid Lavo. At L'Asid Lavo, what we're all working towards is going to be no more Bechira, which is good in a way and bad in a way. It's bad because then there are going to be no more Nisyonos. But it's going to be good because we'll be following Hashem. But we should chaperai now, where the Nisyonos is so huge. And Rabbi Yeruchim writes that the avod of a person is to make himself that it just becomes second nature. There's some things, you know, if you grew up frum and you walk by an unkosher restaurant, right? You've been frum your whole life. You never even think, you don't have a havamina to walk into a McDonald's. So it's like muchrach. You're not even thinking, you're a little bit hungry. You're not going to walk into the McDonald's, buy yourself a burger, fries. Very, very healthy, by the way. Very healthy. Burger and fries, a lot of ketchup. Very good for you. Your arteries love it. If they like being clogged, they like it. And all the lettuce they put on with all the bugs inside, they're not checking for bugs. So you don't even have Bechira. So we should be like that with everything. Not speaking Lashon Hara and learning Torah constantly and everything we're supposed to do. But and then you get Schar because you work yourself to that point. B'choza babi k'tzara b'divar Rabbeinu perek zayin alach avov yuyen sham heitev. So that's all in the Rambam. In the Yisod HaTorah, Zayin Vav, Kol HaNavim, Ein Misnabim B'chol Eish Yirtzu, Moshe Rabbeinu Eino Kenel, Kol Zman Shiach B'tzur Rosh HaChodesh L'Bashto, V'Nivu Ashor Elav, Eino Tzarech L'Chavim, Daito L'Zdamin L'Av. Moshe gets rid of Nivu whenever he wants. Shriya M'chuvenu M'zumen, V'omed K'malochei HaSharis. Moshe is like an angel. L'fikach Misnabim B'chol Eish, Shenemar, Amdu V'eshem Amai Yitzah V'Hashem L'Chem, V'zev Ticho Akel, שנאמר לכם אמר להם שובו לכם לא לכם ואתה בו אומר ימודי מולמטה שכל הנביאים כשנבואו מסתלקס והם חוזים לעולם עוד הנבואים נביאים they go back to their tents שוצרכי הגוף כולם כשאר העם they're busy with their bodies again לפי כחיים פרשם מן השוסיים and therefore they retain their they maintain their physical relationship with their wives משה רבנו לא חוזר לא לא הראשון לפי כך פירש מן האישה ומן אדום אלו, ונקשור הדייטו לצור עולמים, ולא נסתלק מעולה והוד לעולם, וקרנו הרפנו ונסקדיש כמלוכים. But not like that, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu remained like an angel. He never lost the splendor. His face shone, and he was like an angel. So, this is what the Meshech Chachma is telling us, that other people and other Nevi'im, and the Jewish people after Matan Torah, they go back to their body. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. Moshe Rabbeinu remained in his tremendously high level. And he became a muchrach. So this is part one of our offering, and I'm not promising, but b'li neder, be'ezras Hashem yisbarach shemo, we will continue with this unbelievable ma'arocha of the Meshech Chochma, explaining Nevuas Moshe and Nevuas Shaar Nevim and Am Yisrael. And this is a beautiful hakdama to Sefer Shmos. So thank you so much for listening, and we should be zoche to continue seeing Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.